Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
Welcome to Rad Rolls. We find our crew in the basement of the Good House, the secret basement in which a character known as Grandpa Doom has been saving people, or maybe also zombified electric robots that have been somehow pieced together and thrown back into his cellar. Our crew has defeated said robots, which then ticked off, of course, Grandpa Doom, cursing them as he disappeared in a flash and is now flooding his secret lair. The secret lair itself it's pretty much a small hallway with various different offshoots. There's the front area is kind of like there's a few tables. The second area is computers, like, and I'm talking like old school, like I'm thinking 1950s computers, like nothing super technologically wise, like fascinating. The third area is where he keeps all of his equipment, and it kind of like shoots off into this. There's like a big dark cave. Think Bat Cave, where like the Batman would put his Batmobile, which is very menacing word, your Batmobile, where he would put that off into a cave. What is happening right now is there are some vents where water would where normally air would come in, and now toxic water is pouring off into the floors and slowly filling up this bat cave. So what are you all doing now?
Dog paddling?
Not ideal. I would like, if I may, to take a perception roll to see if I can notice anywhere where this water should be draining but isn't. Like, if there's any vents in the floor.
If there's any way to drain it. Okay, yeah. Do a perception plus repair for difficulty 3. You're under pressure. You're down here. You got 7 AMP in the pool, by the way.
It did not roll. Why did it not roll? Let's preserve. There we go. Oh,
yeah, a 9 and an 11. That's one success. I'll kind of give you a mixed success. Like, you see that this floor is artificial. Like, this area is not a natural piece of, you know, the landscape of this, like, you know, pretty tiny bat cave that they have. Like, everything is very much designed here. So you know that there should be a place that this drains, but you're unable to fully find where it would be.
I'll shout to the group, like, look for a drain. Look for, like, a hole that should be there. Maybe like a circle with some holes in it, like a drain, like in a shower. Like, you use your eyeballs. Use your human eyes. I got like this sensor thing in the middle of my head. Like, use your eyes, humans. Use them.
Okay. Did we get a good enough look at what's down here? We came in to notice if the first slopes in a particular
shin? Floor slope is going to be 100% level. There's no automatic sloping to the floor. There's going to be the stairs that led down here, but the floor is straight on.
Okay, so maybe if there's no slope, it's possible that there's no drain. They may just have like a pump system to pump water out.
Would a luck point get me that the water main is physically in this room?
Now I'm curious as to. Okay, let me think about that. Let me think about that. That's good.
Okay.
The water main would be physically in this world. Yeah, sure. A luck point, and the water main is physically.
So, like, we can look, and it's like those gentrified restaurants that have like the pipe work and stuff still visible because they didn't put the acoustic paneling.
Right. And maybe they painted a little squirrel on it. Right.
Okay, so gotcha. I'll spend the luck point. We will create the fact that there is some exposed. Yeah, like it's not. It's sort of kind of up to code. He didn't invest in the acoustic paneling, and there is a large water pipe that is the main.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that, but at least we have a. At least we have a.
I didn't have a phone, but.
No, but we now have a point of attack to either improve things or make them much worse.
Perfect.
Right.
If I were smart, I would have asked if there was a return in here so that, you know, we could. But Abel ain't smart, though. I think that's where the water's coming from.
Yeah.
Is there a
valve? While we're trying to figure this out, Frankie will stand on top of the computers to get out of the water.
Okay. Yeah. Good job, Frankie.
And maybe dance around a little bit on the top because he's a little bit nervous. Does anything happen if I dance around on top of the control panel?
Yeah, do a luck plus science for a difficulty 3.
Let's just see what happens, guys.
You want to spend an AP?
Sure. I have no expectations of what might happen, so.
Get a complication, get a complication, get a complication.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, boy. A 7, a 19, and a 20.
Nervous. He's nervous.
You get up on these computers and you start dancing around, and the water opens up even more and starts really spewing at the vents. Frankie, you're good, but Abel and Hazel and Punchy, could you please roll a, I would say, an endurance plus survival for a difficulty 2, all three of you?
Does everyone want to spend a luck point?
I mean, that's up to everyone.
Luck points. I mean, I'm going to. Sorry, I'm going to spend. I'm in AP. I apologize. I'm spending AP. God!
Wow. Well, I want to keep this going, so I'm just gonna roll. Let's see.
The least I'm a robot. Man.
I don't care about drowning.
The robot.
He doesn't need to swim. He just treads water.
Yeah.
What Punchy. Kind of roles are we having tonight?
Punchy and
if we were playing Fifth Ed, we'd be hot tonight.
Russian, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. Abel, you got you rolled 3 dice. You got a 20 and 0 successes for the 18 and 14. Hazel got a 20 and 11. And Mike got Punchy got a 5 and a 4 for 2 successes. Punchy, you managed to like stick your arms out, and when you stick your little robo brain arms out, they clasp the ends of the walls, and you're able to like lift your treads up, so the water keeps on like going underneath you, so you're safe. Hazel.
What I'd like to imagine happening is that the treads are still spinning, and it's got this paddling effect that's just blasting me and Hazel with spouts of water. So we're trying to stay dry, and we're literally getting splashed in the face. Stop it.
Hazel and
hold them above the level of the pool, and they just start doing this.
Oh my god.
Hazel and Abel, you are whisked away by the water, and you actually get whisked off of the balcony in the back, and you all are gone. So you all are now gone from the scene. Frankie and Punchy, what are you all going to do?
Well, shit.
we just got erased.
You got yeeted.
I mean, I'm still out of the water, right?
Yeah, computer, Fred Astaire, yeah. Nice dance in there. I think he just killed Hazel and Abel.
I didn't do anything. I was just trying to get out of the water. Okay, look.
Oh, and did that involve doing a little tango two step on top of the computer? So, you know, there's
I got out of the water.
Getting wet.
Maybe if they had scrambled on top of here too, they would have been fine. So, you know.
Oh yeah, and if wishes were fishes, then beggars would ride.
Well, maybe you want to climb on up here because you're about to be a fish.
What? Oh, a living, breathing creature again. Wouldn't that be something? All right, let me see if I can maneuver around here. Is it at all possible for to Punchy to maneuver on top of the computers? Or does Punchy know what would happen if he were submerged in water? or should I be afraid of short-circuiting?
I would say that for the sake of this scene, like the force of the water is what you're going to be worried about. So it will just add a difficulty for whatever you're going to do at this computer. So okay. I wouldn't worry about the mobility. The mobility of Punchy is really not going to be put into test in comparison to the others, because yes, we know you have treads, but I'm not going to discriminate for your treads.
All right.
It's my solemn promise to you.
Still on? Like, do I get a little black screen with green letters? Yeah. I'm going to try to access the computer.
Yeah, if you could do a, you're actually going to do a intelligence plus science for difficulty. What are you trying to do in this computer?
I want to see if I can access program, see if I can shut off the water from this monitor or from this
computer. Yeah, okay, yeah, to access a water shut-off program, do an intelligence plus science for difficulty 3. You're doing this under duress in the water. Do you want
to use AP?
I would like to use an AP. All right,
can I assist with this roll?
Ooh,
you may assist with the roll.
You did.
It's intelligence and science.
Yeah. Intelligence plus science, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got one success.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Holy crap. All right. Well, Punchy rolled a 16, a 2, and a 17 for one success. But Frankie comes in, right? Frankie gets a 1. That's 2 successes in an assist. That's
amazing. I learned a lot dancing on top of the computers.
That's amazing. So Frankie gets a luck point. You managed to shut off this water, Punchy, with, you know, Frankie tries to do his best to figure out the stuff. I think maybe he feels a little bad about the dancing and the whisked away his friends. And you two figure it out, and the water shuts off and drains out the back.
Well, that was an adventure. You okay? Are you harmed in any way, Frankie?
I feel perfectly fine. Now, the other two, I'm a little worried about. I kind of feel like if they were just a little bit more agile in these high-stress situations, they wouldn't have had this problem. I responded quickly, and I'm fine.
Yeah. When we find our friends, you should tell them your astute observation of the situation. Go ahead and tell them that they should be better at dodging water.
I've tried telling Hazel that before, but you know how she is. She refuses to listen, okay?
Yeah, broads. Am I right? Let's go find him.
All right, so which way?
Yeah, do we have
how steep of the balcony are we talking about?
The proposition you're looking for is out.
Is this like a cliff? Or?
It's a cliff. It's like a giant, like without the water there's nothing to like, you know, it's like, would you rather go down Splash Mountain with water or without water? You know, like there is.
Right. I'm guessing, like, is it too dark for us to see the bottom?
Oh, yeah. It's too dark for you to see the bottom. Yeah. It's like a bat cave and it is like cavernous.
Punchy, do you happen to have headlamps?
You know, that's a very good question. I was just going to look and see, because I know I have recon sensors as my roboticness. Would those help kind of give us an idea of how deep and far, like, is it echolocation? I don't know. It's pretty vague in the book, I think.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do. Do the perception plus survival for difficulty 2. I mean, you're not going to learn, like, you're not going to be, like, echolocating, dolphining, you know, them together, but
I'm sorry, some perception information. And survival
for difficulty 2. Yes. Yeah, with a 17 and a 1, take your luck point and your 2 successes. You use your kind of like robotic sensors to scan this cavernous area, and you know now that these caverns are actually, there's a lot of connected caverns around here. This ground is filled with caverns in different areas, and you know that likely caverns drain and move into each other, so they are likely not here anymore. They have been whisked away, and that it's incredibly tough to even get down into one of these caverns. So your best bet is to see if there's a place where things may drain to, or there's like a central chamber where like a cave could be, or if there's some sort of like aquifer that's building.
Yeah, Abel, they're screwed. They're gone. It's a whole big cave thing. Our best bet, in my humble opinion, would be to get out of this basement by going up, and then we try to find out from any other locals, maybe if there's kind of a central hub for these tunnels, and hope they survived.
Yeah, I mean, Frankie would have enough knowledge about sort of like geological structures and kind of his nature realm of things. So I think he would agree with that. And yeah, we'll just go look for some sort of outlet, I suppose. Maybe it drains into a larger cave system we might be able to find, but certainly not going to go cave diving. So,
okay, I've got a wacky attacky idea. When it drained, were all the Zombots' bodies kind of washed away too?
You can spend a luck point for them to still be here.
Let me take a gander at my stats to see if this dumb idea is at all even possible. I don't think I have. Frankie, what's your repair and science skill?
I have a 2 in repair. I don't think I have any in science. Yeah, no in science. My intelligence is only 5, though, so I'm not the most inclined in that area.
All right, I'm okay, because Punchy is weirdly confident sometimes. I would like to spend the luck point that I just earned and see if there is a Zombot body still left around.
Yes, there is. There's 3 Zombot bodies that are just kind of like a mangled mess of robotic parts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I would like to see if we can take some of these robotic parts and make kind of like a tracker, some sort of device that I can attune to with my robotness, that we could toss off that cliff and then use to kind of as a homing beacon, so we can try to find where it ends up. And maybe we'll get lucky and find our friends.
Fuck, I really like this idea. All right. Okay. I would say that this would be an intelligence plus repair. Now, the difficulty of salvaging a bot, changing its programming, and then, you know, essentially cast like 300 This is Sparta-ing it into the cave system. I will count all of this in a difficulty 5. Now, depending on your success roll, I will tell you if you get all 5 and you get the difficulty 5 roll, then you're golden. But I will give you a deal based on your success. So go ahead and do an intelligence plus repair for difficulty 5 and tell me how many successes you have.
Okay. How much AP would you like to spend?
Just in our pool.
We've got 4 in the pool right now. So you can spend 3 to get 2 additional dice.
I'll go ahead and roll my assist.
Yeah, go ahead and assist.
You got a 3 for success in that. Yeah.
Okay. So that's 1.
Right. Okay, I'm going to use 2 AP.
It'll be 1 AP or 3 AP.
Oh, yeah.
So use 3 and roll 4 die, and then...
Okay. All right. It was repair, correct? Or science?
It was intelligence plus repair. Yes. Repair.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, come on.
All right, so you rolled a 2 for 1 success, but the rest is a 13, 11, and a 17. That is, in total, with Frankie's help, that is 2 successes. Now, here's a question. Because roll 20 is being weird, what's your HP, Punchy? What's your total maximum HP?
Oh, my max HP is 13. Yeah. My current is 9.
Okay, yeah. For that, your current is 9. So for to get the successes to do this, you would need, what, 3 successes? To get those, here's what I will do. I will make you a deal. You will take 2 radiation damage per success. And this is, robots can't get the radiation damage per se, but it will take off of your maximum health. You could use a rat away or whatever to get yourself back on it. It's a weird thing, because what you would be doing, instead of using your actual mental prowess of repairing a robot, you're going to be putting your life force into this robot. So this robot will be 60% of your life force, kind of like you will like roboticize it via your actual life. So this would bring your HP down to 3, but you would be able to do it.
I like this idea so much, I'll do it.
Okay, yeah. You manage to robo brain yourself, your brain starts glowing, you start assembling this this Zombot. Tell me what the Zombot looks like once you're done assembling it.
All right. So it was like they weren't pure robots, right? They're like humans with like they were like cyborgs, right?
They were like if there was a robot graveyard and they attached a bunch of appendages together, it could be like a Protectron and an Assaultron and RoboBrain and Mr. Gutsy. Like, they were legitimately like your Fallout 4 creation, like, gotcha. Wackos.
It's a Franken-robot. Okay.
So Pudgy's gonna make, that's the best way to describe this. Okay. You know that childhood toy? I don't think kids play with it anymore, but we all had it. It was like that. It was half of it was red, half of it was blue. And you put the shapes through the different like holes. I don't know what that was called, but imagine
was it perfection or concentration?
It was more like, no, it was like for toddlers to learn shapes.
Oh, okay. Shapes go in there. But without the 60-second panic inducing timer.
Right.
Got it.
So it's going to be largely a ball. With all these to act as a protective shell around the essence, which is the homing beacon, but also angled so it doesn't just roll. It'll kind of like it has some roll, but it'll stop on certain edges, kind of like a 12-sided die. But lots of extraneous garbage parts on the outside to take damage to protect the inner core, which is Punchy's brain juice homing beacon in the middle.
So you've made Mad Max BB-8 is what you're telling me.
Yes, that is a very elegant way of putting it.
All right, cool. Yeah, this robot is kind of this jangled mess, a circular blob, and it has like a roaming eye, like this red eye that kind of like roams around it and moves a lot like a BB-8 head. The eye kind of like fixates on you, and you realize that it needs programming, and so you reach your tentacled hands, whatever the robot that gets, are like vacuum style hands, and you grab it and like you put your essence into this robot. Like, your brain glows, it feels like that a part of you, it hurts you deeply, but you put your essence into it, and the eye grows dimmer and it's black for maybe 3 seconds, and then it awakens. And the circular robot looks at you and says, "Oh, what am I going to be with this wise guy here? What's the matter with you? What are you even doing here? I'm just over here trying to roll around in my own zone, but look at you. You're over there being like a big brain bozo trying to get in my way. I'm here to commit crimes. I'm here to commit acts of violence. And I'm here to have a nice time. And you're over here waking me up, trying to put all kinds of weird shit in my brain. You know what I mean?"
"Yeah, I did put all that weird shit in your brain because I'm in charge, you little roly-poly.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss.
Oh, who put you in charge? I'm in charge. I'm the one with the big brain.
Who put me in charge? Big boy Billy Jameson put me in charge today. He gave me a Tommy gun. He gave me a talking to. I'm a made man. They gave me the collar and pin and everything.
You know, I see you've got some old news there, pal. You've been listening to the wrong news reels, because put two in the back of his head not more than a week ago. He's at the bottom of the lake, an old outlaw.
You put two bullets in the back of Jimmy Cracker Corn?
Yeah, and I don't care.
Do a charisma plus speech check for a difficulty two.
All right, let's do this. Bang, boom.
Yeah, a 5 and a 6, 2 successes. The circular robot eyes at you and says, well, shit, I guess you're the boss now. You're the big boss man. All right, Mr. Big Boss Man, who do you want me to off today? I'll off anyone. I'll off you know, my own mama for the sake of it. What you say, boss man, goes.
You know what? I got a very important job for you, little guy. Hey, this isn't a hit. This is a follow. I need you to shadow some folks, but you got to find them first.
Oh, who you want me to find? I know Jimmy Crackcorn. Wait, you put a bull in his head. All right. I know Maurice Gibbons. I know. I can even find where little Tommy is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's, again, old news. All of them dead. Dead, dead, dead.
You put two bullets in Tommy's head?
Nah. They got it worse. They got melted. Atomic bomb.
They got melted?
Melted Holy their shit. Faces right off into puddles. There's people slipping around in the puddles. Disgusting. But you're looking for this dame, goes by the name of Hazel. Looks kind of like a librarian. Remember those? Kind of like a librarian. And then the other one, he's kind of...
Tell him about the tail. Tail.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, she's got a tail, but don't Brad's mention...
Brad's got a tail?
Don't mention
talk about...
Really,
she's
really sensitive about the tail.
Yeah, it's a whole effing thing, man. It's a whole effing thing. And the other one, he's kind of like a sickly looking fella. I don't know. He's a little sickly. He might have like a mysterious multi-eyed winged creature who saves him. That's also weird. But just look for them. They went down that cliff. They got swept away. You got to find them and then just like stay put and then we'll find you. You got it?
All right, boss man. Yeah. I got you, boss man. So we're going to follow them, and then I'm going to off them, right?
Do not off them. They're very important.
Do an endurance
people.
Plus speech check for difficulty 3 for me.
There we go.
All right, yeah, that's 11 and a 6. That's one success. He looks at you. So, all right, boss man, I'm not going to off him. I'm just going to follow him. We're just tailing him. But don't talk about the tail. Don't talk about the tail. All right, so off this cliff, rat?
Yeah, you're going to just be careful, but just roll down the cliff. Huck, keep your inner self, like, very secure. I don't know what's down there, but it'll be fun. It'll be a fun adventure for you.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. You write that down. That's a cool off? Word. Yeah, I mean, if your associate would be so much involved as to help me off this area, put me in my own area, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Frankie?
Yeah.
Give him a little punsy.
All right, boss man, I'll see you later. Don't let the good Lord hit you where the good Lord split you, you know what I mean?
Oh, what a rube.